So yeah, I think I read somewhere where you met, which one is
Laurel? Laurel, yes. Well, he was a jewel. My doctor called up and said, Alan, there's somebody here would like to see you, and he lived just up the street. We're having dinner. Would you care to come up and meet him? He's a fan of yours. And I said, oh, sure. So I went up there, and he opened the door and said, and I took one look, and here was this gentle-looking kind of red-haired, and he said, hey, how are you? And then it was Stan Laurel, and I just about melted. And then I found out that he's a Geordie, which in England is a chap who lives way in the north, along Tyneside, the River Tyne.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a Geordie too. So that was a great blend. And then he embarrassed me by saying, would you sign my autograph book? Oh, God, I fell down. And I signed it, but I never had the nerve to ask for his signature.
Oh.
We met after that twice. We had dinner together. And then I went to his home for a showing of a film he'd made.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked to me quite a bit about comedy, and because I really had copied him in my comedy.
Oh, okay.
And I think he recognized it. I didn't copy his bits, of course, but I copied his approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I loved that Charlie Chaplin, Stan Laurel sort of approach to comedy.